Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
What time do you call this? I call it 7 o'clock. Here we are, Tuesday morning, the 2nd of May, 2017. Marty in the Morning. I'm grand now, though. James Taylor. Yeah, and Sweet Baby James. Still, I don't see his name on the list for coming here this year, but I expect still he's been everywhere, Australia and all over the place. I expect he will. 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. Three men in a boat. There's a picture in the back of the Examiner today. It's Mark. It says it's Mark Cunnan, Niall Coyne, both 15, and Ronan Farman, who's public affairs and communications now of Coca-Cola, taking the first of four Inish Boffin community corks delivered as part of a project by the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund, offering its maiden voyage from the old pier during the Inish Boffin Arts Festival. Great picture and all the rest of it, but you wouldn't notice the lads because the corks upside down, it's huge, and the three lads are underneath it, so you can't see their heads. And they'd be saying to the mammy, "Oh, I'll be in the paper. I'll be in the paper on Tuesday." They took a picture where we were down there at the Inish Boffin Arts Festival. So it's great. We'll have the picture in the paper. And mammy says, "Your picture, that your head is a curragh." Is that lovely? Isn't that lovely? Take, as well as to take you out of yourself, as it would take you out of yourself completely. That's the music from Micheála Sulaimán and Letting Go. Now, are you letting go? 22 minutes, it's the Irish Chamber Orchestra, in case you're checking as well. I have to make sure everything's covered. Everything has to be covered, otherwise you get nowhere. Now, what time is it? What time is it at all, lads? What sort of time is it? It's 22 minutes past 7, that's what time it is. To check in with Lena O'Sullivan. See, she's. I hear you rustling, dear heart.
I am.
Yes. Like the well-known cowboy. So how are you doing? Are you all right?
I'm good. A bit tired this morning now, to be honest. Yeah.
Well, you were off yesterday as well, you see.
I don't know. I was working yesterday.
Oh, all day?
Yeah, I was, yeah. I know, sure. But I had two foxes. We'll call it
foxes?
Fighting. Yeah, fighting outside my window last night.
When they start that crack, they're not nice at all. It can be very nasty.
No, so.
And they kind of howl, don't they? It's kind of a...
Yeah, it was some noise. I've never heard it before. So it frightened us, but
Neighbours probably thought it was you.
still, look.
Can we confirm it wasn't?
It was not me.
Excuse me. All right, well, I'm glad it wasn't. Anyway, I'm sorry you're tired. But just give us half the traffic then. Don't go the whole
hog. No, listen, I'll go the full 100%. You know me.
Good. All right, off you go. Tell me all.
Well, we'll start in Monaghan, and there is a bit of fog around the town this morning, so don't forget to use your fog lights if you are in that area. In Tipperary then, the Nina Killaloe Road is closed between Newtown and Port Row following a crash. Gardaí are diverting traffic in the area, but delays are likely, so make sure to allow extra time for your journey.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
Mart, yes, what can I do for you? Can you please wish our gorgeous Thomas the happiest birthday? He's 7 today, says Elaine in British Bay. And she says, how did that happen? You're asking me. Ah, good for you. I could write a book. Good man. Rodgers and Hart, because we're talking about Lorenz Hart today. Now, I've Aaron Monaghan and Marty Ray in front of me. They're the worst for drink, but hopefully they'll sober up. In about 5 minutes. You weren't expecting that, were you?
So,
well, you had a night off. Who is to say? Absolutely. You could have done anything last night.
Anything
could have happened. You were at the you weren't at the Abbey last night because you weren't on.
No.
But welcome, gentlemen. Welcome both.
Thank you very much.
That woke you up, though. In fairness,
it certainly did.
Waiting for Godot, which is the great Samuel Beckett, which has started last Tuesday.
That's right.
How long are you running for, lads?
Another 3 weeks
until
we think the 20th of May. Is
20th
it?
Of May, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's that'd be hard enough going, wouldn't it, now? I know it's what you do, but Beckett, you've got to be kind of on form. You wouldn't be going out to Temple Bar for an hour and then dropping in. You've got to give that the full.
Yeah, we do our best, though.
Oh, it's terrific. I haven't been, now this is not this is my own fault more than anybody else's, obviously. I haven't been to the Abbey for an age. Does it feel very differently when you walk onto the stage in the Abbey compared to many other stages in this country, that it has this... Jeepers, I'm on in the Abbey, mammy.
Yeah, you know? It does. I mean, you get a lot of people talking, like, it's the National Theatre, and you do feel like
yes.
You're kind of wearing your national jersey every time you walk out, and this one's particularly a proud one for us because it's a Druid production.
Yes.
Myself and Marty, we're lucky enough to work with Druid quite frequently, and to do a Druid play in the Abbey, it's quite special, yeah.
But you've worked with Druid for how long now, the pair of you? Did you start together, by the way, or roughly around the same time?
I think we probably... Around the same time,
well,
graduated. Would we have?
Yeah, I graduated in London, and Aaron was here, so I didn't come back to Ireland about 2006.
Okay. Yeah.
And a very good morning to you. You're very welcome along to Lyric Notes. Evelyn Grant in for Liz today. And as Marty waltzes away off into the darkened room, we have some dancing for you here as well. But we have a wonderful coffee concert. We have an early string quartet of Beethoven's. And indeed, we have a competition for you today. And you might get to go to Handel's Radamisto in Cork on Tuesday, the 9th of May, and indeed to stay overnight there at the Ambassador Hotel in Cork. But more of all that anon, let's have the dancing first. Manuel de Falla, his Spanish dance. Gloria et in terra pax, the music of George Frederick Handel, who is the subject of our competition this morning on Lyric Notes, and the beautiful voice of Emma Kirkby there with the Royal Academy of Music Baroque Orchestra. And before that, we had part of a sonata K209 by Domenico Scarlatti, and we had the playing on guitar of Elena Zucchini. Well, it is time now for our coffee concert.
You're listening to The Coffee Concert in Liz Nolan's Lyric Notes.
And in this morning's coffee concert, we take you to the 21st International Music Festival that takes place in 13 towns in southern Moravia. It's the Concentus Moravia 2016. And they took for their theme last summer, in June of last summer, or May into June it runs, Shakespeare, Beethoven and the Czech Quartet tradition. Now, they were inspired by one line from a Shakespeare sonnet, number 8. One string ordering sweet husband to another strikes each in each by mutual ordering. That was the theme, and they invited several different string quartets to play one of Beethoven's quartets in combination with the most significant works from the Czech repertoire from the last three centuries. And today we're going to hear one of the early Beethoven quartets. This is from his Opus 18 set. It's number 3. It was actually written the first of them, but got ordered to number 3. It's in the key of D. It's, well, when I hear this one, I just think gentle. It's the gentlest of this set, I think. And it just starts off so beautifully, just one note, two notes on the violin. You'd actually think you were in a slow movement. And then next thing, no, it's an allegro, gentle allegro first movement. Then he changes the key and indeed the colours for the second movement and opens in the low register of the instruments. Then in the third movement, we have a short but witty little scherzo and then a brilliant presto finale. Again, like the first movement, it starts off in one voice, very delicately, but it's all energy and fun after that. And this is the Concertos Moravia Quartet to play from that festival, the String Quartet, number 3 in D, Opus 18 by Beethoven. Hitting all the high notes there, Maria Callas in that aria from Rossini's Cinderella, La Cenerentola. We heard Non più mesto. Well, no shortage of many, many notes, not all of them so high, but Moto Perpetuo next by Niccolo Paganini. This is Salvatore Accardo on violin.
Thanks very much to Evelyn and good afternoon to you. It's Niall Carroll here. I'm guaranteeing you great music from now till 2 o'clock, including more from Eric Satie. We're playing his music this week in Five of a Kind. We'll also be hearing an old song, sung very well by Thomas Hampson. But let's start as Josef Ivanovich takes us on As Fast as the Wind in this galop.
Niall Carroll's Lunchtime Favourites on 96 to 99 RTE Lyric FM.
This week in Five of a Kind, we're working our way through some of the great music of Eric Satie. That's the second of the three Gymnopédies with the orchestra of Nantes with Jérôme Kaltenbach conducting. The great Eric Satie, 1866 to 1925, and published his details of his daily routine in his Memoirs of an Amnesiac. There's a lot in it. He puts out his exact timetable of his daily activities, rising at 7:18, inspired from 10:23 to 11:47, lunching at 12:11, leave the table at 12:14, a healthy ride on horseback around my domain follows from 1:19 to 2:53. There's nothing like certainty with the day, is there? And Satie surely had that. We'll have more by the French composer tomorrow at 12:30 in Five of a Kind.
This Sunday, a selection of recordings from the renowned choral group Tenebrae ahead of their Dublin performance. And in our Sunday concert, the Royal Flemish Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Jamie Phillips, plays Stravinsky's Firebird Suite and Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E with acclaimed Dutch violinist Simone Lamsma. A concert recorded at the Concertgebouw Amsterdam. Sunday matinee with me, Aideen Gormley, 1 to 4pm here on RTE Lyric FM.
Thanks, Aideen, and this is RTE Lyric FM. And that's music from John Adams. It's called China Gates. It comes from the Road Movies album and Nicholas Hodges on piano. It's a gorgeous collection of things. Some of the reason I'm hesitating is I'm tempted to play the piece that comes after it, which is called American Berserk. Well, I think I will, now that America is berserk. This is American Berserk from 2001. Again, music from John Adams. And this is RTE Lyric FM. Before that break, we had music from Charles Lloyd again. This is making his third appearance on the programme this afternoon. A version of The Water Is Wide. Couldn't resist it after playing the Aaron Copland piece earlier, just before that, The Open Prairie from Aaron Copland's Billy the Kid, performed by Bill Frisell from a Bill Frisell album called Have a Little Faith. Last tune of the day. Yes, this is an accordion. Get over it. Thank you.
The wedding day at Trollhogan, some Edvard Grieg, and our second pianist on the programme this evening, we had Michael McHale, Leif Ove Andsnes, the Norwegian pianist there for us. That takes us to just a couple of minutes past 5 o'clock. Maybe you've just bolted, just out the door then, after the first day back of this shorter week after the Maybank holiday weekend. Well, nice to have you on board. Hope the day has gone smoothly enough and there's a little sunshine there for you as you come out. And if there isn't, well, it'll come through with the music we have lined up for you with Boccherini on the way. The Concerto in D Major is the work, the opening movement. Some cello for you now. And Simply Baroque is the title of the album with Yo-Yo Ma on cello. The Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra, and there is some harpsichord here with Ton Koopman. Anyway, that takes me to 5 minutes past 6 o'clock, and that means it is time now to join Luke Clancy for Culture File.
We're going to spend a little time this sunny week in the sunny company of linguist, ethnomusicologist and gastromusicologist Sean Williams. Williams is a professor of Irish studies at the Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington, where she also leads a Javanese music ensemble. Williams gets to explore her interests in the crossovers of cuisines and music as the editor of the Ethnomusicologist's Cookbook, and she's in Ireland at the moment helping to immerse a group of her students in the Irish language and undoubtedly share a few old tunes. She's a fine singer. Somewhere she still finds time to proofread the world as the notorious grammar Nazi behind the Captain Grammar Pants blog. She came to Culturefile Towers for some tea and tunes, but we began, as all conversations must, with some Trump-proofing.
It's very interesting what he's done to language. And Borovitz, the humorist, wrote the other day about how Obama had reappeared and spoke in complete sentences, and this was regarded as a savage attack on Trump. Trump does something very particular with the English language.
Mm-hmm. He garbles every sentence. I have yet to hear him speak in a complete sentence except when he is reading a script. And one of the shocking things that he does, and honestly, very few people do this, is he will launch into one subject and then deflect that subject by talking about his greatness. And then he'll kind of faint back around to the subject, but he never actually covers it. And by the end of the sentence, he has praised himself 4 or 5 times. And that ultimately is the purpose of his speech.
If you wanted to give him some help about speaking properly.
Another of those musical postcards by the Italian composer Ottorino Respighi, beginning with Children at Play under the pines of the Via Borghese, pines near a catacomb, pines of the Janiculum with the call of a nightingale, recorded originally by Respighi and always used in that particular movement, and finally, the proud site of the pines of the Appian Way. Pini di Roma, The Pines of Rome by Ottorino Respighi, that symphonic poem from 1924, and it brings to an end the first of our two live concerts this evening with the Luxembourg Philharmonic Orchestra under their chief conductor, Gustavo Gimeno.
The Lyric Concert with Paul Herriot.
Great music by Maurice Ravel, French composer, his piano trio in A minor, that work by Ravel from 1914. The second movement performed there by an ensemble that featured Ian Brown on piano, Marcia Crayford on violin, and Christopher Van Kampen on the cello. Good start to Tuesday's Blue of the Night. Hello and welcome to Great Music Late Night on RTE Lyric FM. Carl Corcoran with you, and my thanks to colleague Ian McGlynn for sitting in last night for Bank Holiday Monday, and indeed to celebrate Lyric's 18th birthday. Happy birthday to all, and many thanks for the kind greetings pertaining to that wonderful event that took place on the May Bank Holiday weekend of 1999. And great memories for all of us here on RTE Lyric FM as we continue to bring you some of the best music. No exception tonight. The best music comes to us in many different shapes and sizes. We have music from Scotland in the form of Chris Stout and Katrina Mackay, fiddle and harp with the Scottish Ensemble, performing music by Sally Beamish. We'll hear something from John Hollenbeck and Friends from an album called Songs I Like a Lot. I hope there'll be plenty of songs you like a lot on the programme too. The RTE Contempo Quartet. They'll be performing music by Martine O'Connor. And a very special guest, or special guests, live in the studio tonight for the Blue Room, Blue of the Night session, the wonderful Daryl Anger and his Republic of Strings. That'll be in about an hour's time down in Studio 8. Looking forward to that. Daryl Anger, of course, a legendary fiddle player. For four decades, he has influenced many folk in the bluegrass, newgrass and beyond, and a renowned producer of many an artist, including this young lady. In the Blue Room session on the Blue of the Night, a great honour to have, straight off the plane actually, and as my guest said, boy are his arms tired, Grammy-nominated fiddle player Daryl Anger and Republic of String. You're all welcome.
Oh, this is great to be here. So thrilled to be here in Dublin.
Still suffering from the jet lag, but you managed to get out and have a chat with us and play a couple
yes.
of tunes.
Well, you know, when you travel a lot like we do, we're sort of on random excess time in a way.
Right.
You know? So we're enough coffee and we're ready to do whatever needs to be done.
And you look great on it, too.
Well, thank you.
Daryl, it's a pleasure to have you here, a man who is associated with bluegrass, newgrass, what they call genre-bending music for four decades. Incredible legacy.
Yeah, four decades. I can hardly believe it. But yes, really, you know, just string band music in general. I'm very excited about the whole thing. And that's kind of the conceit behind the name of the group, the Republic of Strings, is that there's a great nation of string players and people who like string music. It doesn't have to be players always, but the imaginary borders of this nation extend through and beyond all other imaginary borders.
I read a comment that the Republic of String was unique, your unique vision coming in.